What do Burmese pythons in Florida, African clawed frogs in California, and red lionfish in the Caribbean have in common? At some point, animals from these species came to a new area as pets, were released or escaped into the wild, and have now established themselves permanently as non-native species. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is a Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. If you're sharp-eyed, you may have glimpsed a medium-sized turtle with a bright red stripe on the side of its head before it plopped warily below the waters of Baltimore's Inner Harbor. If so, you've spotted a red-eared slider turtle, native to much of the mid and south-central United States. So what are they doing swimming in the tributaries of the Chesapeake Bay? Joining me today to answer that question is Jack Cover, the National Aquarium's General Curator. Thanks for being here, Jack.
Thanks for having me, John.
So how did red-eared slider turtles make their way from the central United States to Baltimore's Inner Harbor?
Well, starting in the late 50s, local department stores like Woolworth's, Corvettes, and Two Guys started selling hatchling red-eared sliders in their pet departments. These cute, brightly colored baby turtles, about the size of a quarter, quickly became popular pets. Hundreds of breeding farms were created in Louisiana to meet the demand, and the dime store turtle industry was born. The stores also sold small, clear plastic turtle bowls, complete with a basking ramp and tiny plastic palm tree. Most of these turtles did not survive. Those that did quickly outgrew their tiny habitats. Short of turning the family bathtub over to the turtle now the size of a dinner plate, many people let them go in places like Lake Rowan and Loch Raven Reservoir. Red-eared sliders can grow 8 to 12 inches long and live more than 30 years. They are very adaptable, so now a species that was never found in Maryland is well established here, not only in Baltimore City, but in almost every county in the state.
How widely distributed are red-eared sliders beyond Maryland?
Through the pet trade, their populations have expanded across the U.S. to all the lower 48 states and Hawaii. Outside of the U.S., the species has been introduced and established breeding populations on all foreign continents except Antarctica and some of the world's oceanic islands. Thanks to the pet trade, the red-eared slider is now the most widespread freshwater turtle. They prefer freshwater habitats but can tolerate low salinity brackish waters like we have here in the Inner Harbor. They cannot survive in the saltier waters of the mid and lower Chesapeake Bay and our coastal bays.
Well, as a non-native species, do these little guys do any harm?
Negative long-term impacts on native turtle species are mostly unknown. However, they do compete for resources such as food and basking sites with native species.
Well, how did the practice of selling these turtles in pet shops and department stores finally end?
Turtles and other reptiles commonly harbor salmonella bacteria. A growing number of kids were getting sick. In 1975, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration banned the sale of turtles with less than 4-inch shell lengths across the country because they transmitted diseases like salmonellosis. Hatchlings are sometimes illegally offered for sale by street vendors. They're still very inexpensive popular pets. Because of how large they grow, people often surrender them, and there is a glut of unwanted pet red-eared sliders that animal rescue groups hope to adopt out. So before you get any kind of pet, it's important that you do your homework and make sure it's a commitment you can keep.
And the real lesson here is if you have a pet you can no longer care for, surrender it responsibly. Releasing any pets into the wild is never a good option. Thanks so much for joining me, Jack.
My pleasure, John.
To learn more about all the native and non-native species that live in the Chesapeake Bay region and the National Aquarium's efforts to monitor species right here in the Inner Harbor, please visit aqua.org/care. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.